This is James Old.
Yes, sir. You the one that makes a loan?
Yes, sir, I do. Can I help you?
Do y'all make loans for boats and motors?
Yes, sir, we sure do. What's your name, sir?
Richardson, W.P. Richardson.
Do you have an account with our bank, sir?
No, sir, I don't. That's what I'm trying to do, talking to you.
Well, you'll need to come down and fill out a loan application before we can help you.
Well, can't you just take the information over the telephone?
Yes, sir, we can. I'll have to connect you with Kathy, my secretary, and she'll be glad to help you.
Well, wait just a minute if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Before we go any further, I need to ask you about this rig I want to buy.
Yes, sir.
You see, I'm what you call the commercial fisherman. I catch catfishes and drums and buffaloes and things like that, and I sell them to cafes and to a fish processing plant down in South Louisiana, and then they sell it to stores and stuff like that.
Oh, so you actually need a business loan.
Yeah, that's it, a business loan.
And what do you want to put up the boat and motor as collateral?
Is what now?
Collateral.
Collateral? What is that?
That means that, you know, like you put your boat and motor up as collateral in case you default on the bank. The bank has the right to go pick your boat and motor up.
In case of what kind of fault now?
Default. That means that if you don't pay or you don't want to pay, we have the right to come pick your boat and motor up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you ain't going to have to worry about that, what you call default. I pays on time. I generally makes a real good money fishing.
I see.
Well, look here. This boat is 24 feet long. It's all metal, like a flat bottom, you know, Arkansas traveler kind of a boat with real high sides so I can pile them fish up. And the motor is a 225 horsepower, and the generator on it's about 3,000 watts of power.
Generator? What do you need a generator that size for?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but we shocks them fish.
Excuse me?
You know, you remember when you used to hear about them people hooking up them old crank telephones and running the wires off in the river, and then it turned that crank and them catfish act like they're trying to scoot up on the bank. It don't kill them, nothing. It just knocks them out so my boys can get out in the river on the bank there and pick them up, you know, and it saves a lot on bait, too.
So, in other words, you electrocuting these fish, and I think that's against the law.
Oh, I ain't sure about that. We just fishes at night. I've been shocking them for 25 years, and I ain't been caught yet.
Well, we can't finance equipment that in order for you to commit a crime now.
A crime? The only crime is if we don't go out and catch nothing. Now, that's what you call a crime. These lakes and rivers around here are so full of fish that we won't never catch all of them.
Mr. Richardson, I'm afraid that we can't help you with this.
Well, why not?
Sir, we make legitimate loans, and we don't want to do anything that has illegal purposes in mind at all.
Well, you ain't doing me right.
Sir, we can't be implicated in anything like this. I'm glad to talk to you, but I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going
to
tell everybody in town what a sorry, low-down, no-count bank you running down there.